This podcast brought to you by RadioUgly.com. Independently in your face.
www.radiougly.com. That was Liquorbox, Samantha Fox. We have Kevin Mace on the phone, lead singer from the band. Kevin, say hi.
Hey, what's up? What's happening?
I understand you're at the bowling alley.
I am. I'm at the bowling alley. I was trying to ring myself up a 250 or 260, which is not happening.
Dude, the last time...
It never does for me.
The last time I bowled, I did a 130, and I was quite proud of that.
Yeah. Usually I'm pretty in the 120, 130 area, and I'm all right with that. I go to sleep well after a game like that.
You guys are just coming off what I understand is a 20-month tour.
Yes, my friend, 20 months.
And
20 months roller coaster. I mean, holy smokes, 20
is that
months.
All in the States?
That is, when you say it, it's a long time, but when you actually live it, it's like a decade.
Now, was that all stateside?
I'm sorry?
Was that all stateside?
Yeah. Everything, we did the East Coast for the first 7 months or so. Then we went all the way across. We hit New Orleans. We hit Vegas. We hit San Diego. A bunch of Burberry's out there. We went all the way up Santa Monica, Venice Beach, all the way up to Redding. We hit San Francisco. I mean, every major city you can possibly think of. We strolled through at one point of those 20 months. And after we were finished with the West Coast, we went all the way back through New Orleans again and up the East Coast, Philadelphia, New York, Pittsburgh, you name it, we did it. So we played, I would guess, somewhere in the neighborhood of 250 to 275 shows.
How many bands were with them?
In about that 20 months. So
how many bands did you tour with somebody else, or did you pick somebody local to open for you at those gigs?
Well, the idea, that's the general idea, to try to get, because you're coming from, initially Chicago, and you're trying to, if you're booking in other cities, you've never been to these venues, you've never met the owners, you don't see what goes on a Friday night, you're going in blind. So the general, ideally, you'd like to pull a local band to open up for you, or even headline if that's the case, if they're gonna draw, so that you can play in front of a crowd instead of just showing up and it's like shooting. You don't know what's gonna happen.
You know, it's weird.
Chicago, and we're not sure who they are, what they're about. Who knows who's gonna show up? So yeah, ideally you'd like to have a local band on board with you, but that doesn't always happen. So
we had a. We had an artist come up here. It's really funny that you say that, because we had an artist come here from New York City up north, and they said the exact same thing. They're a larger band, larger know where they are, and we usually have a local group open for them. And we talked about another venue, and they said the same thing. He says, you know what? If you've got a band there that's known and really, really draws a crowd, we don't mind opening for them. We'd much rather open for people than have somebody come in for a local band that's well-known and then leave when the no-names come on.
We want to play in front of people. I mean, that's
exactly.
What it is. And you're going out and you're spending all sorts of gas and food and barely, scraping by at some points. And the idea is to, for your music to reach as many ears as possible. So however you need to accomplish that, you need to push your ego aside and you need to man up and say, what's the best way to go about this? I want as many people to hear my music as possible. And whatever sacrifices I have to make along the way, I mean, so be it,
We've got a couple people on. We've got a live chat here at Radio Ugly, and there's a bunch of people in here trying to shoot questions at me at the same time. A couple of them in here are saying... the track I just played was one of their favorite songs. And another one asks, when are you touring again, or are you taking a break? You said you were done in December.
Mid-December, we came home to be with our families for Christmas and all that jive, which was great. Everyone had a beautiful break. We got home, and we actually, from all the work that we had done, we sold out to one of the oldest and most prestigious venues near Chicago, which is called Fitzgerald's, and all the big players have been through there. Jimi Hendrix, Steve Ray Vaughan. I mean, it was really cool to be on that stage and to sell that place out over 1.5 times. I mean, there were people waiting outside for people to leave. It was incredible, and it just you know, it was really like, you know, vindicating to come home and see that we worked so hard and it's starting to pay off, you know. So it was really great. So we came home for a break, and right now my guitarist is in New Orleans playing with some other bands and writing and just trying to, you know, brush up on the direction that we're going.
And doesn't Mardi Gras start right about now in New Orleans?
Actually, Fat Tuesday is today, and Mardi
Gras
ends.
Yeah, he's not playing with nobody, brother.
No. He's all over the place playing.
Okay. He's enjoying Mardi Gras.
he's a killer, man. This kid, he's out to have a good time, and the people who are whipping those questions at you, we probably met somewhere along the way, and they know we're notorious for staying up till 5 or 6 and just, I mean, we play and we hang around. We play out the bars, then we go, you know, we go out and we meet people, and we're not kind of the type of band that comes and plays and says, you know, we're out of here, you know, next city.
I've got
around, and we like to see what happens, and we like to meet locals, and we like to, you know, have a good time and figure out the lingo and what happens in Pittsburgh or Philly or New Orleans or Vegas, you know, what goes on. We dig all that, so.
I've got one member of a band called Conformity on the tag board who actually went and seen you live.
You know what?
He said you guys put on a great live show.
Where were these cats from, Conformity?
He's from North Carolina, but I know he's got family in Chicago, so I'm not sure which event he actually seen you at. We'll try to get that here on the tag board.
I probably know that cat personally. If you're obviously he's listening, so. If there's a story you can relate to, and you know, a place that we met up or whatever, but along the way, man, I mean, we were playing sometimes with 3-4 bands in a night, sometimes just one. A lot of shows we took on the whole 4 hours ourselves. You know, I mean, we were playing, you know, 2 hours set, take a 15-minute break, you know, load up on some drinks, and then get right back to it. So we met. I could only imagine the neighborhood. The number of bands that we actually interacted with, played with, and met and talked to and partied with and all that jive. So
he's seen you at the Rock Shop in North Carolina.
Rock Shop, North Carolina. Love that joint. Yeah, that was a great venue, actually. That place, we played with another great tough band. And that night, I have a tattoo now of Jimi Hendrix on my forearm, my left forearm, which actually came from that show. We were at the Rock Shop. We played. Owners of a parlor over there called Savage and Heads were there. They saw us play, and they said, hey, you know, we're doing this party next week, Saturday, and we had a show on Friday, I believe, in who knows what city. So we ended up coming back for that Saturday and doing them the show, and they said, you know what, whatever ink you guys want, let us know, and we'll take care of it. It's free. So actually, I got my boy, James Marshall Hendrix, right on my arm from that show. So that was actually a great memory for me. Rock Shop, that was a great venue.
You guys taking a break, and for how long?
Well, right now, we have the foundation of our new album down. I mean, everything is ready except the vocal tracks, which I still have to do. Everything's written, everything's ready. My drummer and I are together in an apartment in Chicago right now. Bass player is also in Chicago in another spot, and the drummer and I are working on that. I'm also writing. Everyone's writing right now, and we're all starting to talk about, you know, coming back out. So I'm actually talking about this weekend leaving to go to New Orleans to meet up with my guitar player and talk with him and get everything rolling again. We just want to finish this album. We learned so much and grabbed so much from other musicians and watching, you know, stage presence from all these other cats and players and meeting people and just, you know, experimenting with all kinds of different directions. And this new album that we're coming out with is just like a hybrid of the first album.
So all of you write and then you kind of get together, and you said you're all writing right now.
Well, everyone's writing for different purposes. My drummer, he's doing projects with different cats. I write songs for the purpose of this band. So does my guitar player. My bass player, he's doing some other stuff, some other projects. But mainly, I write all the lyrics that are on every album or any song I write. The guitar parts are written by the guitarist Patrick Creedon. And a lot of rhythms I throw in there too, because I write off an acoustic guitar, so I'll bring something to him, and you know, you know, dig this, and he'll be like, yeah, this, but we can morph it into this, and however we write. Usually it's Patrick and myself are doing most of the writing, and then when it comes for drum and bass, they just throw in whatever they want. They write their part, you know, as they see fit for whatever song that we present to them. So
you guys were recently featured in a Dave Navarro show.
You know what?
You know, and the reason I ask is, for one, I didn't realize he had a show, but that's got to be cool.
Well,
did you get anything out of that?
I'm sorry?
Did you? What kind of response did you get from being on? That name's big. I mean, everybody knows it.
Yeah, but the show, like you said, you don't even know he has a show.
I didn't know. Nobody knew. The only way I knew he had a show, I'm not going to throw stones, but the only way I knew was the email I got from your manager, who's absolutely great, by the way. Whoever it is I'm talking to on email, very full of information, very quick to get back with information. But I didn't even know. But that's we're not going to go any farther with that comment there.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize it was there, and I thought that was kind of cool. If nothing else, it's nice to add to your critique, you know.
Oh, everything. Yeah, you know what? It's piling up in the last couple years. You know, like, you know, there are people throwing down questions and conformity is the band who just commented, and there's a great band in New York that we stay with. They're all over these bands. Fire with Fire is from Atlantic City. We're on them. There's Zodiac from New York, who actually the singer of Zodiac is partying with my guitarist right now for Fat Tuesday in New Orleans. They just called me about an hour ago, telling me we love you, bro.
Yeah, they called you. They called you from Fat Tuesday. You're at the bowling alley with your girlfriend. Something's not fair. That's got it. I think they were rubbing it in.
It's all right, because you know, I do my thing, and I need my peace and quiet once in a while.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm a rocker.
It's cool that you guys can do that. You can all kind of separate, go your separate ways for a little breather, and that's great. The third album, okay? When do you expect that out?
We're hoping April, the beginning of April. We're hoping that everything is a go. You know, lock and load. We're ready to throw that thing out. So, and I don't foresee any reason why it wouldn't be ready. I would hope it would hit in April, early April 1st, hopefully, and get that out to the eager peoples, hopefully, as soon as possible. So,
do you guys have a street team?
You know, we do. It's really all over, though.
The reason I ask is because Radio Ugly, well, we've been here going on 5 years, and we've got listeners all over the United States and some European. And when it was, what we'll do is we'll announce the show a week ahead of time and kind of hype up to it. And a lot of the stuff I'm hearing on the tag, we've got one person that's been to a show and another one that says they see your stickers all over the place.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I got a brother in Austin who I send stickers to, who just labels, you know, buses and stuff.
Nice. That's sweet.
There's cats all over now from, like I said, from traveling and meeting these people. And you know, majority of the time, we end up staying at someone's house that we're, you know, that picks us up from a show and says, hey, you guys want showers? You guys want food? Come to my apartment. You know, my place, you know, we'll jam all night, this and that. So we meet a lot of people on the way. And what happens is, you know, you gather three or four people from every city who have your back and are willing to, you know, drop your name everywhere and consistently work for you. So the street team, it branched out, you know, through this 20 months throughout the whole United States, which is great. Like I said, if I go through my phone right now, I'm hard-pressed to find a number from Chicago. It's like it's 10 numbers in a row are from, you know, it's like Joe, Ohio, Kristen, New York, so-and-so, Philly. Like, it just goes through like that. I have to label them like that because otherwise I wouldn't remember these.
And you know what? That's not a bad thing. That's really great that you've been able to network like that.
Yeah.
And you sound like you're a person that appreciates those contacts too, you know?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, without these people, you know, you can't do this alone, man. This is a really difficult industry. It's especially nowadays. People used to be able to tour like we did for the 21 straight Zeppelin. Back in the, you know, 60s and 70s, bands could do this, you know, without the internet and without all these different methods, you know, of marketing, which we have now. But, you know, it was a different way of going about things back then. And it's really cool to actually, you know, just hop in a the rusty old van, spray paint it, and just say, you know, we're going to get to a city, we're going to make the gas money, and we're going to get to the next one, you know?
Yeah. So
it was really bare knuckle, and, you know, we learned as we went. I mean, and it wasn't something we studied, and it wasn't like we had all these people behind us. We just said, you know what? All four of us, this is what we want. We want to play music, and we want as many people as possible to hear it. And, you know, we're not going to accomplish that, you know, sitting around and talking about it. So,
yeah.
You know, we just had to do it. That's what I, you know, what I took away from this. Anything you want, and I know it sounds cliche, but if you want it, you just got to go out there and take it. You know, bottom line.
Well, I tell you what, you've made some friends here, and I tell you, for what it's worth, next time you guys get together, I might have a few interesting phone numbers for you up here in New York, to be honest with you.
I'd love to have them.
Yeah, I really think we could help. With a closing note, okay, what I'd like to say, I'm going to end with, I really, really, this is recorded. If you'd like a copy of any part of it, it's feel free to ask, and it will be sent. And number two is we're going to end this with Ask Me to Stop, okay? I'd really hope this is a relationship we can keep going, and I'd like to hear some new stuff off the third album.
I agree. Anytime, brother.
Okay. And Ask Me to Stop, this track is off the first album, I take it?
Yep, first album, first track. The intro on the drums here from my boy Johnny Stone King, I particularly like. I like the drums in this track an awful lot, so... enjoy.
Kevin, thank you for being on RadioUgly.com. Is there anything you want to say before we hang up?
No, Ken, thank you. I appreciate it. I would love a copy of all this just for, you know, for my rezo and my books. But thanks for all the questions that were sent in. Thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate it. Keep up with us. You can hit us on MySpace.com, of course. That's /liquor and booze.
And, I love that.
We love that. It's 2X's Liquor Box. It's MySpace. There's the Liquor Box. You can just Google Liquor Box, and you'll find us. So keep up with us. I appreciate all the support. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. You take care, my friend.
Thanks, brother. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. If there's enough left of this relationship for it to grow. When it's so, will we stay together? The fall, spring, summer, and the snow. Why don't you and I take a walk around the block? Then out from there on, anything else, y'all can ask me to stop. What if I see you 5 years down the line?
Till the sun sets and goes away. Yeah, but why don't you and I take a walk around the block? Then out from there on, anything else, y'all can ask me to stop. What if I see you 5 years down the line? Then out from there on, anything else, y'all can ask me to stop. Ask me to stop.
www.radiougly.com. Okay, that was Kevin Mace, the lead singer from Liquorbox. Okay, new album due out in April. I do hope we get some tracks off of that.